Harrison had spent months training for his half marathon, which was just weeks away. Although he preferred feeling the asphalt under his feet while taking in the views of his city, the rain had forced him to train at his local gym this evening. Luckily, it wasn't packed whatsoever, and he was able to focus on a solid session of weightlifting before hitting the treadmill for a quick round of sprints.
Well, well. The view at this gym wasn't so bad after all.
Whoever decided to put the treadmills right behind the ellipticals really was a genius. And Harrison couldn't take his eyes off the woman working out in the middle machine. He took in her luscious legs, seemingly growing longer with each step. Up and down and up and down. No, he could already feel himself getting slower. He needed to concentrate. Back to business.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Done. Katie loved a good workout on the elliptical, and it complemented her bar classes nicely. She knew her ass was her best asset, and she loved keeping it toned. Plus, she didn't mind the glances that came her way when she was on the machine either. She turned around after wiping it down and noticed that sexy guy on the treadmill staring at her. Yes. The one she'd been checking out earlier while he was lifting weights. But this time, he was staring at her. And he knew she had caught him. She offered up an innocent smile as she walked past him, casually tucking a fallen stray hair from her ponytail behind her ear. He looked even better up close, and there was something about him that seemed familiar. Intrigued, she decided to prolong her workout longer than expected and headed over to the stretching area in the corner. Maybe a few of her forward folds would keep him staring, and maybe even join her.
Damn, she looked good up close, too. And even better while she's walking away. He noticed her unrolling a mat in the nearby stretching area, and her positioning had given him a perfect side view of her bare obliques, curving downward into her hips. He couldn't help but wonder if she had done that on purpose. And there was no time like the present to find out. He was basically finished with his sprints anyway, so he walked over to the stretching area with a mat in hand.
He took the bait, just as she had expected. She shook her head in approval as she looked up at him and smiled. She didn't mind one bit, and that's when it hit her. This wasn't just anybody. It was Harrison Montgomery, the cool guy who was a few years older than her in high school. Years had passed and he'd changed, grown out his hair and matured. But those chiseled cheekbones and gorgeous eyes remained the same.
Now that they were close enough to get a better look at each other, Harrison knew exactly who this flexible beauty was. It was Katie McLean, the popular cheerleader from his high school. He couldn't believe it. The last he'd heard, she'd moved across the country.
She couldn't help but feel like a giddy schoolgirl all over again. In high school, Harrison was a rebel, a few years older than her and always unattainable. She couldn't risk her pristine reputation by even expressing interest in someone like him, so she never even dared, even though she wanted to. But things were a lot different now. She had moved back to her hometown for a change of pace, and she was definitely ready to change things up.
Katie McLean still had that beautiful smile and those model good looks. He couldn't remember why he'd never asked her out on a date back then. Different groups in high school cliques, he supposed. They were in different crowds, families, everything. But they were older now, and none of that mattered anymore.
They exchanged pleasantries while stretching and reminiscing about high school, all while their eyes slyly darted up and down each other in between moves. It was probably the most they'd ever spoken, but Katie was through with the chit-chat. She decided to make things interesting with an assisted stretch. Katie put herself in a downward dog position, her hands spread out on the mat, while her legs stretched to display her perfectly round ass up in the air. She looked back at Harrison with a twinkle in her eye.
Harrison stood behind Katie, placing his two firm hands on Katie's bare back, pressing down slightly to help her get deeper into her stretch. He could feel her release against his touch, but that wasn't all he was feeling. After just a few seconds, Katie stretched her ass, packaged perfectly in her yoga pants, up against Harrison's hips. That must have been unintentional. Or was it? It felt too good to move away from, until she stood up and turned to face him. She was being forward, and they both knew it. Harrison looked down at Katie's cleavage from her tight sports bra and took his time bringing his eyes back to hers. He could feel his mind wander as his dick began to follow.
All signs pointed to him wanting it too. Katie nodded in agreement, picked up her belongings, and walked in the direction of the gender-neutral locker rooms. She paused, looked back behind her with a hand on her hip, and said,
"Harrison wasted no time following Katie into those locker rooms. The evening time slot coupled with the large locker rooms allowed for a surprisingly solid amount of privacy for a public gym. They made their way to a corner cubby with a bench, where Katie kept her belongings. He wasn't sure exactly what was about to happen, but he was excited to find out. If Katie's advances meant anything, they were both in for a treat.
Katie opened her gym bag, pulling out a little bottle of massage oil that she liked to use post-exercise. She then laid herself down on the bench, taking her hair out of her ponytail and propping herself up with her elbows. She gave Harrison the bottle of oil, motioning him to help her relax.
Harrison marveled at Katie's lean body laid out before him. It was really happening. He wanted to make sure he was getting the full package before getting started.
Katie raised her eyebrows suggestively with a smile. Perfect. He was playing along just like she wanted. She swirled her legs around the bench, smoothing her yoga pants down and kicking them off to the side, exposing her cotton thong. With the same natural effort, Katie brought her sports bra over her head, showing off her round breasts and her nipples, hard and ready to enter the game.
Harrison took a deep breath in and brought a hand to his cock, already twitching with desire. He was left speechless. With her natural beauty, her lack of hesitation, he wanted her, needed to feel her touch under his skin. He started from her shoulders, squeezing them as he slid his slicked hands across the curves of her back, stopping for just a bit to take a good view of Katie's luscious ass and her legs. His pace changed as his desires grew. Harrison began massaging deeper and deeper into her ass cheeks, grabbing handfuls of them as if he could never get enough. His breathing intensified as his cock grew to attention at the mere touch of her soft, oiled-up skin. He massaged his hands down to her tight hamstrings, her delicious calves, and then he worked his way back up to her ass, fiddling with the fabric of her thong nestled perfectly in her ass.
Katie was becoming wetter by the second, feeling each powerful touch of Harrison's hands as they glided over her soft body. Little did he know, she was playing with herself, lightly rubbing her clit with one hand over her panties as Harrison worked on her. Katie took control, turning over and coming up to a seated position, legs open and hungry. Looking up at Harrison, she grabbed the top of both his athletic shorts and boxer briefs, pulling them down with a force that surprised them both. What met her was an even better surprise. A gorgeous, rock-hard cock just begging her for a workout.
Harrison walked closer to Katie, his cock just inches from her face. This setup gave way to perfect positioning. If her eyes looking up at him seemed innocent, her mouth was doing the exact opposite thing. She immediately started sucking the tip of his cock, primed with pre-cum and ready for more. Slowly, she took every inch of him in, back and forth, back and forth. Still slick with oil, Harrison's hands grabbed Katie's firm tits, swirling her nipples in his fingers. His grip tightened as he felt Katie massage his balls as she sucked his cock, and he could feel himself grow closer to release. He wanted more, and he didn't want to waste any single second.
Katie could feel Harrison's excitement in her mouth. As her own desire grew wildly between her legs, she brought her lips back to the tip of his even harder cock, swirling her tongue over it before looking up at Harrison and giving her mouth a playful wipe.
Harrison ripped off his shirt and he threw it to the side. He wanted to show Katie just how much of an expert he was, too. And he had just noticed how wet she was through her thong. That had to be taken care of immediately. They were in sync. Just as Harrison knelt down to meet Katie's pussy with his eager mouth, she quickly removed her thong, shoving it down to her knees to give him better access. He brought his lips to Katie's gleaming wet pussy. Starting with her swollen clit, Harrison licked around it, teasing her until he sucked on it, gently, bringing it right between his soft lips. Harrison brought one hand to Katie's toned thigh, inching his way up to her inviting pussy. He began fingering her, but upon feeling her contract tightly against him, he wanted to feel himself inside of her. They both knew what was going to happen next, and with that, he stood up, and she followed. He grabbed his towel and gave her a light slap on the ass, leading her to the showers.
They entered the small shower, their bodies forced to touch as Katie turned the water on. They both gasped at the intrusion of cold water, changing slowly from warm to steamy hot.
The feel of the water on his hot skin was all that it took for Harrison to take charge. He cornered Katie against the shower wall. He lifted her up by the hips in one swoop, her legs responding to the invite and wrapping around his firm buttocks. Their desire forced them into a heated kiss as the water washed over them. Harrison responded, one hand on the back of Katie's head and the other on his cock. Leading it into the entrance of Katie's eager pussy, he thrust himself into her, their moans masked by the sound of the shower, feeling her bounce on his powerful member.
Katie rode Harrison's cock, feeling his thick girth enter her repeatedly as she yearned for more. She was ready to come, but she wanted to experience all of Harrison in every way possible. She brought herself back to her feet as they exchanged a passionate kiss once more. The air in the shower growing steamier by the second, she turned around, balancing herself against the moist shower walls. Harrison wasted no time sliding his cock over her wet ass and bringing one hand to her clit as the other cupped her breast.
Harrison re-entered her from behind, feeling the walls of her pussy contract against his hard cock. They were both desperate for a release, but they weren't ready to give up the ecstasy of the moment. could feel the back of her legs buckling against his with each thrust, grabbing her ass to help her balance and to fulfill his own need to feel her in his hands. They were both close. He could sense her orgasm nearing, and he was prepared to meet it.